This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I don't know if some of you are familiar with Joseph Bailey. Joseph Bailey was a man who, with his wife, lost 3 sons. They lost a son at 18 days, I think, to heart surgery. They lost a son at 5 to leukemia, and they lost an older teenage son in a sledding accident. 3 times he and his wife stood over the grave of a son. I don't know how they survived it emotionally, but they did. He wrote a book about that experience, but that's not why I'm talking about Joseph Bailey. I want to read a prayer to you that Joseph Bailey wrote that encapsulates to me what it means to be used of God. That here's a man who knows that God has his hand on him, God's using him in spite of everything they've been through, and I want you to listen to see if it speaks to you. Lord of reality, make me real, not plastic or synthetic. Lord, help me not to be a phony, an actor playing out a part, a hypocrite. Lord, I don't want to keep a prayer list. I just want to know how to pray. I love that. Lord, I don't want a prayer list. I just want to know how to pray. I don't want to agonize to find your will. I just need to obey you. I don't need to discover what I already know so I can argue the theories of the inspiration of the Bible, but I can submit to your word. I don't want to explain the differences between Greek words for love to people. I want to love people. I want you to teach me how to love people. I don't want to sing as if I mean it. I want to sing because I do mean it. I don't want to tell it like it is, but be like it is and be like you want me to be. I don't want to think other people need me, but I need them, or else I'm not complete. I don't want to tell other people how to do it, but I want to live for Christ myself. I don't always have to be right. Help me, Lord, to admit it when I'm wrong. I don't want to be a census taker, but an obstetrician. I love that. I don't want to be a census taker, but an obstetrician helping to birth other people into the kingdom of God. I want to be an involved person, not a professional friend. That's an interesting statement. I want to be an involved person, but not a professional friend. I don't want to be insensitive and to tell people I know how you feel. I want to be able to tell people that God knows how you feel. God knows how you feel. I don't want to scorn the cliches of others, but I want to mean that everything I say is true, including this prayer. That everything I say is true, including this prayer. What did Joseph Bailey discover? That he was serving a God who doesn't leave you alone. Now I want you to do some thinking right now, some freewheeling thinking, right in this message. Who are the people in your life that you have a sense that God wants you to share faith with? You know what? Every man, I think, in this room can instantly think of somebody. Every woman, every young person can think of a person right now in this moment that you feel God is prompting your heart. Who is it that God's prompting you to forgive? Who is it that God is prompting you to bless? Did you know you can choose to be a blessing and you can choose to be a curse? Do people choose to be a curse? You know them. You may have grown up with some who chose volitionally. They made the decision, I'm going to be a curse to my family. I'm going to be a curse to people that know me by the way I treat them, by the way I laugh at them, by the way I speak to them. God has a plan for your life. Get this, that didn't start yesterday. The God who says, I knew you before you even were born, is a God who's got a plan that goes back a little ways. That's my point.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.